Oh, fuck it. I don't have to talk either, man. See how you like it. Just total fucking silence. Two could play at that game, smart guy. We'll just see how you like it. Total silence.
Adjust your speakers to the maximum volume. You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast streaming on RadioFubar.com.
Said that.
I don't know. If
you hurt my feelings there for a second.
I just feel like this.
We're all stars, aren't we?
I feel like we, you know, we're all stars, but like we're like, you know, Ringo and the other guys, George. We're not John and Paul, you know.
So Napier is both John and Paul. Is that a fat joke?
I'm just saying, like, you know, I think of this podcast as like three relatively balanced and normal individuals.
Is that what you think?
And then Napier, and like we're like exposing Napier to the world, or we're exposing the world to Napier, really.
Well, yeah, I mean that was the ultimate goal. Is like, you know,
for me to see penis.
No, for the world to see.
That was the goal. We've done 50 or so episodes, hoping that at some point someone would show Napier their penis.
We're not actually even recording this, Napier. We're just waiting, like, this has all been an elaborate ruse to get you to pull out your dick.
Well, that, years in the making.
That's a good trick.
But it hasn't worked yet.
Oh, it's worked. You just haven't actually looked when I've done it.
You know, Napier told me, I talked to him on the phone, and he told me, I heard Lady Friend in the background, and I asked him, I said, you know, is your penis out? And he said, you know, my penis is always out.
Yeah.
And I meant like, it was it outside of your clothes, but I think you meant like it you know, was not inside of your body.
Yeah, what were you talking about?
I meant like, you know, out of your clothing, visible to passerbys.
Oh, well, why would you ask that?
Because that's a question that people ask.
Not this people.
I mean, like, all people's penises are out.
No, not all people's penises are out.
The basis of penisness is...
No, some people have turtled penises. That's where their penis is, you know, turtled into their fat folds, and it's...
Well, yeah, that would be you, right?
I mean, my penis is out. Told you that, like, 9 damn times.
So what you're saying is there would be more penis if you were thinner, but you're not. So there is some penis that's out.
Yeah.
So I guess you get fatter, like we have to have readily updated status of your penis that maybe one day it will no longer be out.
Well, conceivably, yes.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen because it does happen. Not to me, but to other people.
What did you do to the chat, man? You made it all gigantic. It's freaking me out. How do I make this not so gigantic?
We want it gigantic so that we can see.
Yeah, we can't see the chat.
Say, hey, you guys should say happy birthday, Danny, from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is it Danny's birthday?
Yeah,
Danny. Birthday shout out to Danny.
Who the fuck is Danny?
Where is he? Wisconsin?
Yeah. He's our most avid listener aside
From our one listener?
Yeah.
I thought he was watching WWE tonight.
Yeah.
That's what Danny would be doing.
Raw's 1,000th episode is what we're competing with. It's in St. Louis, too. We should have went. We should have had a WFOD field trip.
Do you think we could get a wrestler on and ask them questions?
I mean, like a professional wrestler or some guy?
Let's get like a backyard wrestler.
Does backyard wrestling, because I'm sure some of those guys would love to come on and like cut a promo.
Right, like, yeah, exactly. Check us out! In mom's backyard!
I hit him with the lawn chair for the belt, which is actually a belt.
Aren't they all actually belts?
Now I was dancing on Dad's trampoline.
A belt would be something that holds up pants, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess it
does. Or would it just be something that goes around your waist? I mean, is that like technically like a belt?
Well, you have
a dictionary somewhere. Define belt.
A homeless dude at the Pizza Hut, he used to use that extension cord as a belt. And then he showed Jenny his penis.
Because it was a bad belt.
It was a horrible belt.
And therefore not a belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then the cops did nothing when she called the cops.
Well, I saw his dick, too. It was weird. He wiggled it at us. And see, the weird thing is he wiggled it at us at, like in the window and then came in and ordered a pizza. So, like, he went about the whole being a flasher thing, like, totally wrong. He wiggled his... See, fuck, God, do you see what I do? Do you see this?
What?
That's a problem with you.
Yeah.
That's something you need to work on.
I'm turning my back to the goddamn chat. Somebody tell me if something interesting happens. And
was this about Jay, the homeless Negro?
No, it wasn't. What was that guy's name?
No, that guy wasn't. No, that wasn't Jay. That was, oh, fuck.
Homeless blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was two homeless guys. There was homeless the guy that when Pepsi One came out. Pepsi Next came out. They gave us like 30 cases of Pepsi Next and just told us give this shit away. When somebody comes in and orders a pizza, give them one. You know, we're trying to get the word out. They just gave us 30 cases of Pepsi Next and told us to give it to people.
What the fuck is Pepsi?
It sucked. It was gone quick. But anyway. One of the homeless guys would always come in and he would ask us to just give him like a cup of marinara sauce.
Yeah.
And he would drink the marinara sauce. That's just what he did. I guess it was free and we gave it to him. So, when he came in one time and asked for a cup of marinara sauce, we gave him like a full fucking case of Pepsi Next. We were just like, dude, here's a whole fucking case of this shit. It's warm, but you know, fuck you, you know.
You're beggars homeless. Can't
be choosers. Good job, Bob.
Yeah.
Didn't he used to work at that place at one point, too?
I don't know.
Marinara Man?
The homeless dude used to work at the Pizza
Hut.
See,
but I think the problem was, is like, you know, what do they say about stray cats? If, like, you continue to feed them, then they'll keep coming back and they'll start bringing more stray cats and stuff. We had so much fun with our homeless people, you know, that we would continue to feed them so they would continue to come in. And then eventually they showed us their dick.
Oh, and smelled like
balls. Did you feed them after that?
I mean, that's the way it goes, right?
Or once the dick came out,
you feed a homeless guy for a couple of months. Eventually, you see his dick.
Yeah, or he eats your
face. Doesn't work with Napier. You do a podcast with Napier for 2 years, never shows you his dick. It doesn't.
Inconsiderate.
It is. I feel.
Did you want to see my penis?
I don't actually. That was Paul's thing. So when you do show your dick, show it to Paul.
I'll show you my weenus.
I mean, we don't need to do that now.
Oh, okay.
Later, after.
Yeah, you know, in the privacy of somewhere else. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, because there are so many watching eyes.
I think you should just release it onto the internet.
Accidentally tweet it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Well, like, accidentally tweet it, like, to someone.
Yeah, you'd be like, I thought it was a private message.
Yeah, that was meant to be a private message.
Sorry, 35 followers.
The question is, if Napier gets involved in some kind of, like, Twitter penis scandal, do we have to like reprimand him? Like, is he suspended or?
No, I think that's what we need to have.
That's like a bonus
to gain notoriety. Be like, hey, that's that guy who put a picture of his dick on the internet.
Then thank we'll, God then, he took
except
the
that's
initiative.
Like every guy.
Then we'll have to call it Mike Napier and the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
No, he's the dicks.
Yeah, you got a name,
Mike Napier, Napier's dick. And the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
And the wheelbarrow full of Napier dicks.
Why can't it just be Napier's dick and the wheelbarrow full of dicks?
Why can't Napier's dick take up the whole wheelbarrow?
Because then I'm not in there.
Well, why aren't you
in
there?
Someone has to push the wheelbarrow.
Do you not have a penis?
No, I have a penis, I think.
Why can't you be in the wheelbarrow?
Why can't I be in the wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could.
Yeah.
With all the dicks?
Yeah, with all the dicks?
Who wants to ride with a bunch of dicks?
Why did we even name the podcast this? I don't understand.
Because...
Wasn't this your idea?
Yeah, it was.
Why?
Why not? I mean, it's an accurate name, a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Do you hear the your favorite group, the Westboro Baptist Church, is protesting Batman?
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, why? Because he's too badass.
Oh, no, they want attention because they're whores.
But I mean, like, what is the excuse? Did they give an excuse?
Why they want attention. That's
I mean,
I can
understand hating gays.
Yeah.
I can understand hating Bon Jovi.
Yeah, everybody can.
But Batman?
They want attention. He obviously,
fights for
justice. This is where they go to where the news cameras are.
But I mean,
the cameras are there. Therefore, they're going to be there. That's what it's for.
But they have to have like a thinly veiled excuse to be there. Don't
no, they?
They
don't. No, they don't. There
don't they
cameras.
Have to say, like, you know, Batman's a whore? Or...
Oh, no, they said that the shooter was actually a messenger from God.
To deliver what message?
That
don't go
we're
see
all
Batman?
Whores and that we need to die.
Fornicators and sinners?
Yeah.
But why wouldn't they go shoot, like
the nightclub or something?
Movie theater that, like, Fred Willard was in?
Well, they blame everybody.
I mean, those people, like, go to porno movie theaters. These people are just going to see Batman.
Well, they see the people in the Batman movie as just as bad as the people at the seedy nightclubs and the hookers.
Let me ask you a goddamn question about this Fred Willard thing, okay? Like,
who's Fred Willard?
The guy, okay, Fred Willard, you'd recognize him if you saw him. He's been in a bunch of stuff. None of which, can you think of one thing that Fred Willard's in to tell him? He's been in like a ton of movies. Anyway.
Was he in The Lord of the Rings?
I don't believe
no,
so.
No,
he's
no.
Like, I've not seen
he's,
it.
He's an older gentleman who's in a lot of comedy films. Anyway, he got Pee Wee Herman'd. He got caught jacking off in a porno theater. And like my question is, like, what the fuck else are you going to do in a porno theater? Like, I thought that was just understood, that like if you were going in there, you were going to be jacking.
But it doesn't make it legal.
Yeah, but I mean, like, then couldn't you just go in there and arrest every single person who's ever gone into a porno theater?
Yeah, that's
therefore,
what they do. No. They do that. They will go into, like, a porno theater, like, once a month, clean everybody out, take them to jail. Like,
but do you see what I'm saying? There's no reason for it to exist other than to go in there and jack off. That's the only reason you would go watch a pornographic film in a movie theater.
Go and have sex with someone in there.
Yeah, but that's illegal, too. Even if you were doing that. Like, but like, so then, like, why would it exist? It's like the rape hut, Napier.
Yeah.
Like, it can't exist because the only thing you would do there is illegal.
Well, but
well,
see,
no,
that's not the way our world works. Because, like smoke shops and things aren't illegal. Yet their only purpose is to
but, like,
serve illegal.
But, like, if everyone who went in there and jacked off got arrested, then, like, it wouldn't be a thing.
Well, they're not busting
that, like,
every movie,
do you
know.
Think that, like, the ticket guy, like, you know, said, thought, you know, oh, hey, that's Pee Wee Herman, or oh, that's Fred Willard, and, like, called in a tip, and, like, for
I
fun,
just
or,
think hundreds of people across America get arrested for masturbating in a pornographic theater every day. And we only hear about it if it's someone famous. Like, otherwise, if Don from fucking Next Door beats off in the movie theater, and he gets arrested, like, you know, no one hears
but,
about
like,
it.
In a concentrated area, the only people that would go to a pornographic theater would be, like, people that live, let's say, within 50 miles. I mean, that's being very generous. So, like, in that 50-mile radius of the theater, how many, like, voyeur perverts are in that area?
Probably a lot.
Lots.
Let's say
60.
10,000? You think 10,000 perverts is a good estimate?
Depending on the area.
Within a 50-mile radius. 10,000 perverts?
Depending on the
area.
How
long would it take before every single one of those perverts had been arrested for being in that theater jacking off?
Well, not all of the perverts go to that theater.
And I mean, the cops aren't busting, like, all the shows. Like, you know, there's shows all day long, all night long. They come in and bust a 9 o'clock show. Anyone who didn't see the 9 o'clock show.
So it's like playing Russian roulette with your dick
That's
out?
That's part of the thrill. It's part of the thrill.
It is. Yeah. It's part of the fun.
You're acting like you've never done this before.
See, there's nothing illegal about setting up a rape hut. There's something illegal about rape. Now, when you go in there and you rape somebody, that's illegal and the cops will bust you. See, there's nothing illegal about showing people fucking on a movie screen. You go in there and you whip your dick out. Oh, police got a problem.
But, I mean, can you imagine going in there and watching, like, an hour and a half, two-hour film with, like, people fucking? I mean, like, have you ever watched a porno movie, like, from beginning to end, like, not to jack off, just to, like, enjoy the acting and...
What was that
one
ape
time.
One? That ape
Actually,
one
no,
that
it was
they
multiple
showed
multiple
on...
Times.
They had this Planet of the Apes porno on Showtime, and it was so goddamn ridiculous, and the fucking was so bad, I actually watched it without masturbating. It was just... It was like a bad B-movie that had fucking.
Back in the day, in the high school days, sometimes we would put on hardcore pornography, and we would just kind of watch it. Like, guys and girls.
And just, like, hang out and watch it?
Where
I'd be like, damn, she's getting it. You know, you're setting the atmosphere, you know?
Yeah, like,
so, like, you guys just sat around a room and, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000, like, a porno movie?
Yeah, basically.
I think it was called Planet of the Gapes
or something.
It was Bang Bus. I don't know.
When Bang Bus first came out. It was a good one.
Yeah, so it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but with porno. You got your buddies around, you're eating your popcorn, and you're like, oh, there's no way that's actually going in here. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, and then some jack-off actually jacks off, and then you have to call the police.
That's why you don't do it with just men. You have to have the women around to keep people, like, you know...
From whipping their dicks out.
From whipping their dicks out.
I bet anyone who's ever listened to a podcast in the last week wasn't expecting this to be the top movie theater story brought up.
No, probably not.
Have you heard about the movie theater thing going down? Yeah, Fred Willard was beaten off. Big story. It's been all over the news. 24-hour coverage.
We had to explain to one dude who Fred Willard was. It's great.
Probably most people who are listening don't know who Fred Willard is. He's a recognizable face. But I'm gonna
IMDb Fred Willard real quick so that Paul can see.
Oh no, Nick already did.
Oh, you already did.
He was in Mystery Men.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure that's his prize work. He's like, he puts that like on all his resumes.
What
he's like,
he in Mystery Men?
You might remember me from such films as Mystery Men.
Well, I just named one. You guys weren't able to pull out a single.
Yeah,
one.
I know. You beat us. I think he's in the American Pie movies, isn't he?
He's in a lot. He's in This Is Spinal Tap. Best
he's somebody's
show.
Dad or something.
Oh yeah, Best in Show. He's in both the mockumentary type movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's in a Queen Latifah movie too.
So Napier, you're just chomping at the bit to talk about this dude's gear, aren't you?
Who's gear?
The Joker.
Oh, the fucking Joker, yeah.
But please stop calling him the Joker. Everyone, the dude's not the Joker.
Didn't that cross everyone's mind immediately? Like, was he dressed up? Like,
initial stuff was saying that he was dressed up like Bane. You know, I guess because he's wearing a gas mask and a bunch of shit, but...
He was wearing a gas mask and, like, full body armor and shit, and... Yeah, he might look like Bane, but when he took off the mask, it was the Joker, like, oh, that's the Batman plot.
I read an article about how the thing that was scary wasn't all of the guns that he purchased, but all of the body armor that he was able to get.
Yeah,
Why would getting body... I mean, like, you know, more people could probably use some body armor.
Well, the thing is, body armor is normally restricted heavily. Like, it's pretty damn restrictive. Like, most people would have no need for body armor unless you assume you're going into a place to get shot.
Well, I mean,
like
you know...
Like that dude did.
Like the movie theater?
Yeah, like everywhere, really. I mean...
Right.
You know, I mean, I imagine, you know, after reading that report, some people are probably thinking, man, I wish I had some fucking body armor. I mean, they said that you could get a bulletproof vest on eBay for $100. And I was like, really? $100?
Yeah, how bulletproof is that? $100
it's not. EBay it's not very bulletproof. The ones that a normal person can buy are actually pretty
like
shitty.
9mm bulletproof.
See, and the good thing
9mm from a good distance.
The good thing about a shitty bulletproof vest is
confidence.
If like you know it fucks up.
Yep.
The person probably won't complain because they'll probably be dead, right?
Probably.
And I mean, so like you could sell anybody something and call it a bulletproof vest. They wear it around, it fucks up. You know?
I saw some dumb redneck motherfucker. He bought one of those shitty bulletproof vests for like $150, put it on, took a 9mm out, turned it around at his chest, and then shot it.
Just to check it out?
Yeah, and guess what? It went fucking through.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
He took off the vest, and blood started running down the hole.
Huh.
See, died.
Now, like... No, he didn't die. He didn't shoot himself in a very violent place.
A gentleman
place.
Who would try that, we probably don't need him around anyway.
Right. Whatever, dude. I want that guy. That guy's taking a bullet.
Well, if you're going to test the bulletproof vest, don't you, like, put it on, like, a tree?
Yeah, watermelon.
Or, like,
put
it on a chair. Like, yeah, what are you... Why are you
put it on a chair,
on
back up a bit, like a wiffle ball pitcher's distance, and, you know... Shoot the bulletproof vest and, you know, see how the chair looks before you try it on yourself.
Yeah, he didn't. He obviously was not of stock that takes into account moonshine during pregnancy.
So, homeboy had, an AR-15.
An AR-15 with apparently, I heard it was a Beta C mag, those 100-round drums.
Yeah, and a shotgun.
And a shotgun.
And two pistols.
And two pistols.
Right.
Which pales in comparison to Napier's arsenal.
Right.
Significantly, yeah.
Significantly, yeah.
That's just what he had strapped on him.
Yeah. And then he had an apartment full... You know, like, it's fucked up to say in a way, but, like, it's much better that, like, he went in there guns a-blazing as opposed to, like, taking in some of his bombs and shit.
Yeah. Because,
you know, I mean, like... You can dodge bullets a little bit, but you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, can you?
Well, I mean, I can. I don't know about you.
In the darkness of smoke.
But I'm saying, you know,
he didn't have a fully automatic rifle.
I think that his success rate with a bomb would probably be considerably better than his success rate with his automatic weapon or semi.
If you were in there, and you know, if everyone in there had like a conceal and carry, do you think he would have taken out many people?
I think
he went
more,
in there with the intent of getting shot. He was armored up pretty damn good. I think it might have stopped him, but I don't know. Like, a concealed carry, those little guns aren't meant to shoot through bulletproof vests.
But it can shoot him in the face.
Right, a gas mask ain't bulletproof.
I don't know how far away you think you could hit somebody's face with one of those tiny little pistols.
The thing is, like,
those
you know,
fuckers
I think
aren't that
accurate. He was probably more...
I've seen Paul shoot a .38 down pretty far and hit a target.
He was probably more concerned with 5-0 coming in and you know,
right,
taking a shot at him as opposed to, you know, somebody in the crowd. But
Colorado has concealed carry. There could have been people in that theater with guns.
There could have been, but
I
guess
there wasn't.
No. Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, homeboy gave up without a fight to the police. He's just like, you know, here you go. I'm the Joker, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, he didn't shoot at any cops. He just gave up. And, like, I was thinking about, like, you know, why he would do that. I mean, like, he was by his car. He could have very easily gotten his car and tried to drive away or, you know, tried to run off, but he didn't. He surrendered to cops. And I think that the primary reason for doing this is pussy.
I was thinking that he was batshit crazy.
Well, yeah. No. Okay. Now, Paul, you're looking at me funny.
I'm not following you.
You mean like butt pussy in prison?
No.
Like he wanted his butt to become. All right,
listen to me. Dude is what, 24, 25 years old? Kind of an awkward fella, kind of a weirdo. But like if you look at him, he's, I mean, no homo, but he's a normal looking dude.
Have you seen those eyes? Those are crazy fucking eyes.
He's a somewhat normal looking 24-year-old dude. Dude could probably get somebody to fuck him. Am I wrong?
No. I just don't see the connection.
Okay, stay with me here. Dude has zero internet presence. In this day and age, dude has zero internet presence with the exception of an adult friend finder profile. Which leads me to believe one of two things. He's either
obsessed with pussy to a point where he broke his zero internet presence. I mean, you have to really try to have zero internet presence in this day and age. So he's either breaking that to try to get fucked, or... See, you see what I did there? Now I lost my train of thought. Or he deleted all of them except his adult friend finder, which maybe he forgot about it, or maybe it was on purpose. Now, do you remember Scott Peterson, the dude who beheaded his pregnant wife and threw her in the ocean a few years ago? Do you remember
that? Yeah, I remember that. He's like, oh, he's too good looking to go to prison.
Yeah, there was an outrage of women who just thought this guy was, well, maybe not an outrage, but outpour is what I meant. An outpour of support for this guy because he was just so gorgeous. And women just love this guy. And he gets love letters, and he gets marriage proposals and visitors all the time in prison. And the dude cut his wife's head off.
Let's add a little qualifier to that. Pregnant wife's head off.
Pregnant wife's head off. Yes. So like he's
makes
out.
Makes it all okay.
Huh?
Makes it all okay.
So like he's in prison. He's probably in a special wing because you know for all the you know really high profile people. This dude's by himself. They took him out of you know the general population. Put him in his own. Little
Why did
area.
They do that? It seems like he should become you know. The bitch.
Well, because he's so high profile. And so, I mean, like, you know, is there anyone in America right now more famous than this jackoff? There's not.
Willard. Fred Willard.
No. This dude's picture is on every 24-hour news every day. And, you know, there's got to be some woman or chick somewhere who hates her dad, like, a lot. And she sees that picture and she's like, hey, that guy's kind of cute. I know it's kind of fucked up, but, you know, my Chinese tingling a little bit. And then the letters start, and then the marriage proposals start. And this guy is going to be like a rock star. He's going to be in jail. He's going to be crazy. But everybody's going to know his name, and somebody's going to want to fuck this guy.
But well, if he wanted pussy, he wouldn't go to jail. They don't let you fuck people in jail, dude.
Well, I mean, he's on Adult Friend Finder. He's not finding anything. How does he get his name out there? How does he make people know who he is?
So, actually, I need you to clarify. Are you saying the Adult Friend Finder doesn't work? Because the ads seem so convincing. Find ladies to fuck tonight.
I've never tried it, but...
How do you know?
But, I mean, like, you know, like...
Maybe he was rolling in the pussy because his because of his profile.
I mean, like, we were lucky in life. We found broads that wanted to fuck us. Like, we shouldn't have, but we did. I know, speak for myself, but what I'm saying is, like, you know...
What is he trying?
He's trying adult fuck.
I hope I didn't convince Mark Lang to go, like, murder people. Mark,
if you're
going
to go to cheat
anyone.
On your wife, you go to ashleymadison.com.
Yeah. Right.
That's
yeah.
to find, you know...
Mark Lang, who is a great friend of the show, by the way.
Runs a great blog.
Yeah, with WTF Spaghetti at what,
dot blogspot.com.
Yeah. Mark Lang, great friend of the show. Follow him on Twitter. I don't know where he works, but, you know, you could find it. Anyway. but, I mean, like, do you kind of get what I'm saying? I mean, like, the dude's a rock star right now. Whether it's good press or bad press... Everybody knows who this fuck is.
What's his name?
James
H. something.
Holmes? Is it James
yeah, Holmes?
Yeah,
Holmes.
Yeah. I mean, like, why do I know that fuck's name? Because he killed a bunch of people.
That's true.
I mean, like, nobody knows your name.
Nobody knows
what it. The fuck have you done?
I've never killed anyone.
You haven't killed anybody.
I'm fucking...
I mean, like, you're going to have to get real fucking talented or kill somebody.
Yes,
that's,
it is Holmes.
That's it. I mean... That's
yeah, but
choices.
I'd rather be unfucking talented and unknown and not getting my ass fucked in prison.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, somebody needs to shank this dude in prison. Like,
you know the fucked up thing is? Every one of these mass fucking killings, they all cite Columbine as a reason for their inspiration.
Well, what are those guys' names? Do you remember those guys' names?
Klebold and...
Dylan Klebold and... I mean, like, why do we know those fucks' names? Why?
Because they killed a bunch of people.
Because they killed a bunch of people.
So and I mean, like, the news played it fucking stop.
That's right. That dude's picture is everywhere.
Yeah, that,
and, I mean, it's a big deal.
I mean, so, I've seen their suicide photos,
and not
their suicide photos are on the internet.
Not to be a dick, but 12 people died in that thing, and we've only heard about the cute chick. That's it. I mean, like, you know, the Jessica, whatever her name is. You know, there's Twitter everywhere, you know, for Jessica, and they retweeted all her shit and all that. You know, they're only talking about the hot chick. They're not talking about anybody else. I guess, you know. I don't even... Do you even think that... that's probably like a subconscious, you know.
People love a track. Wildly famous. She was within the blood, like the sphere of famousness.
Are you talking about the sports writer?
Yeah.
The sports writer.
In Denver.
The cute redheaded broad. You know, the one victim that we've heard about.
Oh, yeah, and she survived another shooting in a mall.
Right.
She did, that was her.
That's some Final Destination fucking...
How come no one's questioning that?
Yeah, I mean, like, she's John Connor or something. Like, they were after her ass and fucking... You know, she narrowly escaped the first time, but, you know, now we're fucked. The world's going to end. She was our last hope.
Judgment Day.
Skynet, bro.
Google is Skynet. Wrap your head around that.
You know, the funny thing is, did you guys hear about the truck crash that killed, like, 13 fucking people?
No.
Over in Texas? Yeah, a car filled with what they're saying it was illegal immigrants... From South America, they were packed, you know, asshole to elbow in this truck. The truck just...
From South America?
Yeah.
So like Venezuela?
Venezuela, Colombia...
Like Brazilian big booty hoes?
I don't know if any of them had... Yeah, 14.
Brazilian big booty hoes!
Just as many people died in this car crash as died in the cinema. And nobody's talking about the goddamn car crash.
Well, first of all, if it was in South America, we'd talk about it, but it was in Mexico. So no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, no, it was in Texas.
Mexico.
It was in Texas.
Oh, it was in Texas.
It was in Texas.
Okay.
So it was in North America.
Yeah. They came into this country. They got asshole elbow in this Ford truck. The truck went out and just missed the road somehow and crashed into a tree.
Somehow.
Hey.
Yeah.
Missed the road.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
If you want a cigarette, I know exactly what to say to get Napier going so that we can all take a break.
What's that?
Are you ready? This Alex Jones guy, you know who he is?
Yeah.
He thinks that the guy was a plant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that the government staged this to pass that UN gun ban.
Oh, fuck.
So it's like a lifer thing all over again.
Alex Jones is a crazy goddamn motherfucker. And that's where I will end it.
But I said the key word there.
What?
Lifer.
Lifer?
Lifer. Or not lifer, truther. Truther.
Oh, fucking truthers.
Truther.
Oh, yeah. How did you mess that one up?
I said lifer. Yeah, I'm sure everybody didn't know what the fuck I said. Truther. What
the fuck is a truther?
Oh,
what the fuck is a trooper? No, we can all take a break. Go ahead, Dave.
A truther is somebody who thinks that 9/11 was done by the American government. In order to start a war in Iraq, in order to kill Saddam, pretty much.
Seems reasonable.
Oh yeah, and to pass the Patriot Act, and to roll back civil liberties and other things like that.
I don't think the government's smart enough to pull that shit off.
Yeah. Do you remember the Bush presidency? Do you remember that time?
I mean,
you were a youngin.
Yeah.
That motherfucker couldn't keep a goddamn thing secret. Everybody knew when that son of a bitch was taking a shit and what color toilet paper he was using. Do they really think that they could have kept something like that secret?
They didn't. It got out. Alex Jones knows all about it.
Yeah, Alex Jones, the dude with all the information.
Does he believe in reptilians and the hollow earth theory?
That I don't know. Maybe. I don't think that's him, though. That's a bunch of people, though, but I don't know if that's him. A bunch of the people over at the con, they used to do that.
The reptilians, man.
Oh god.
And the Illuminati.
Did you ever talk to that one huge dude that used to go on about the Illuminati during our lunchtime? We would get lunch, there'd be this dude out there. I'm trying to smoke my cigarette. He goes, you know, the federal government doesn't actually have the power to tax you.
You look bored. Did I miss anything?
No, we're talking about the Hollow Earth theory.
The Illuminati.
Oh, okay.
And the
Illuminati. Okay, Illuminati. Go ahead, Nate.
Oh, and don't forget, there are what's the signs of the Illuminati? Any of the businesses that they own, they either have in the logo of their business either a triangle, a square, or a circle.
So they have fucking shapes in their logo?
Yeah. And the shapes are a triangle, a circle, or a square somewhere in their logo. Every logo ever made, yes.
So if there's any sort of shape, like, unless everybody's logo is essentially squiggly lines?
Yes.
Because they have to be pretty squiggly.
Yeah, right? that does include AT&T, because they got the round circle with the little globe, yeah.
McDonald's has a red square around its...
Yeah, that counts. That the red square, the border, yeah, that's they're part of Illuminati. Every time you buy a Big Mac...
there's an O.
No. That's just lettering. They forgive lettering, but if it's got like a border
around
it.
Where is this handbook at that you can learn what your logos will look like?
It's on Skynet, dude.
Yeah, it's on the Skynet. You gotta
Skynet it.
Do that shit.
Just go www.skynet.com and look it up.
You're not going to do it, are you?
No.
Okay. But yeah, it's always fun to hear about the reptilian people who are taking over. And what was that one thing? If you made over $1 million, the Illuminati would come in and they would put you in under mind control and you would be a part of the Illuminati.
That's
a good one. I mean, that's how they keep growing, I guess. There's just so many people becoming millionaires.
That's why Jay-Z's in the Illuminati.
Yep, Jay-Z's in there.
And Rihanna.
See, I thought the Illuminati was always trying to keep black people down.
Oh, no, not anymore. See, now, ever since Oprah got in, they're just floodgates
and
open.
Will Smith, right?
Oh, Will Smith's been in there, but Oprah was first.
So we talked many times on this podcast about John Travolta beating off dudes.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's official. And
he beats
we haven't
dudes off.
What do you mean it's official?
Yeah, like, he's, like, completely, like, out and everything.
No,
like,
he didn't.
Yeah.
He said,
Skynet it.
There's, like, jack off dudes?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
no,
I don't know
didn't.
If he said those words.
But. No, people have said they have proof, but he hasn't said it, has he? He said, I jack off dudes?
Yeah, he said those words.
He didn't exactly say, I jack off dudes. He's probably
he didn't say that.
You know... Yeah, I might not want to believe everything you hear. Yeah.
You know, it's really fucking creepy that he's going bald and he's got, you know, the same like facial look of when he wasn't bald, and it's kind of creepy.
He kind of got fat.
Right, he looks fat. That's to me. His face is sagging.
He's the Brando of our generation.
Right.
Yep. Oh yeah. I'm gonna definitely tweet that later with a little dash with your name underneath it. John Travolta is the Brando of our generation.
Well, you know, the best actor of our generation
Alex
is
Baldwin.
One Sir Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nicolas Cage Coppola. Yeah. He's the best, dude.
So, not to harp on the, you know, the thing, but did you... Am I the only one who's active on Twitter still? Do you guys still get on the Twitter?
I don't have a smartphone, so like I only check it at home.
Right. I look at my Twitter every
Did
like
you
20
see
minutes.
There was like a 3-hour period where there was the morning after this movie thing, the movie theater shooting deal, where of course the top trending topic was Aurora, which is the town that this bullshit happened in. And there is a store called the Celeb Boutique that got up in the morning, saw that Aurora was trending, and tried to like include the hashtag Aurora to market their products, not knowing what had happened, I guess.
You don't think they would be that fucking crass and insensitive?
Well, so, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, like, and you know, you do that not thinking, and then, like, maybe it catches on, maybe it doesn't, you know. But this particular tweet caught on. It was something about a dress. See, do you see what happens? Do you see what
Why don't you just not look at it?
I'm not going to look. Okay. Something about a dress that Kim Kardashian wore. They sell celebrity knockoffs. That's what they sell.
and they called this one dress the Aurora. And so they tweeted something along the lines of, you know, oh, I see that Aurora is trending. It must be because of our Kim Kardashian-inspired Aurora dress. And, like, it went fucking nuts. And it was retweeted over 1,000 times with people saying, you know, these people are despicable, these people are awful, these people are fucked up, these people, fuck these people. And, like, you know, a bunch of celebrities were getting on it, and it was viral like crazy. But the thing is, they gained over 1,000 Twitter followers. And as soon as they caught it, they deleted it, apologized. I mean, like, I haven't checked it in a day or two, but they might have even said something like, you know, this person was fired or something. So if you think about it, every single one of those retweets, every single one of those links to their Twitter account, all the 1,000 new followers they got, send everybody into, like, a link funnel to a hero. You know, because they apologized, maybe they'll donate money to the victims, blah, blah, blah. And so they sent an insensitive asshole tweet, but, like, because of all this outrage, they got, like, a ton of publicity. I mean, there was news articles everywhere, you know, links to their website. And I mean, they're going to make a killing off being assholes.
You know, I'm starting to have concerns, Mike.
What?
You seem to think that all this, like, any publicity is good publicity.
Chris Brown.
And that's exactly what this guy who shot up the theater thought.
Chris Brown won the best R&B album this year. He's more famous than ever, Paul.
How many hits would your podcast get if someone here shot up a place?
Not as many as Rihanna took. Ba-dum-bum.
Don't fucking tempt me, okay?
That's what I'm
saying.
Like, the line of reasoning that you've been like using throughout the show is a slippery, slippery slope to you going crazy and spraying people down. Like 100 episodes from now, they're like, it started today.
No, no, no.
They're going to listen to all your episodes after you kill them.
Here's the thing.
It happened today.
In my mind, I'm a genius. I truly believe that I should be appreciated for my genius. Not for any... I don't want to be famous for shooting people. I just want somebody somewhere to say, Mike, I think what you said was smart or funny or something. I need that encouragement. I don't want to be famous. I want to be encouraged. I want to be loved. Paul.
Didn't everybody encourage you over your bullies thing on the Facebook? Or yeah, Facebook.
Oh yeah, no, I eat that shit up. Like if somebody likes my thing on Facebook, I'm like, ha, oh.
Yeah, you got like 20 some odd people liking
it. So
that.
like you know, when I'm sitting there at work for 8 hours a day and I'm getting, you know, no attention, I start to lash out and then I just get more and more ridiculous as the day goes on.
Do you think, like, that's why that big dude used to poop on your toilet?
I don't know.
I think that's why.
But yeah, no, you don't have to worry about me. I'm way too big of a pussy for that.
And that guy was pretty like brave and courageous for shooting up an unarmed movie theater. Pretty sure he'd
after,
be a pussy
after he
to do
tear
that.
Gassed.
But like, no,
after
I mean, like
he
even
after
that,
he tear gassed all these yeah. people,
even
I'm
with
sure
all that armor
move.
And shit, I love me way too much. I would not take that chance.
Well, it's cool. You just set your guns down when the cops come.
Anybody fucking with me? I don't want anybody to punch me in the face. I know.
Your butt already gets hungry.
It's been good this week. It's been fine.
Our fan feels me. She thinks you're on the way. All they wanted to be appreciated for their genius as well.
You could become the next Zorro.
You think?
Yeah, except for instead of fighting crime, you just scratch the letter M into buildings like
I
a
think
jackass.
That what my plan is, I mean, if anything, I want to start like a cult. I want people to, like, you know, follow my teachings.
But you don't have any good teachings.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
But, like, I could start.
You're going to start making teachings?
Yes, I'm going to start making teachings.
Teachings of?
Lay us some knowledge. Give us some knowledge right
yeah.
now. Drop some fucking
thousands of years from now, these podcasts will be considered your teachings.
Yeah. I'm building a body of work. And, like, you guys are assisting me in, like, delivering my message. I see the yellow thing blinking, but I'm not going to look.
Nothing interesting is there.
No?
No.
So you're saying all these people in the chat are fuckholes? Is that what you're saying?
No, but they are making fun of you like hardcore.
I'm not going to look. Stop it.
Don't make me look. I'm not going to look.
They're actually having a philosophy discussion about religion.
And they all end their sentences, but fuck Mike.
But fuck Mike?
Yeah. But actually, it's but fuck Mike.
But fuck Mike?
Yeah.
Like with two T's?
Yeah,
two T's. Thank you for clarifying.
And there's a hyphen.
There's a hyphen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that like there was like a really interesting sentence followed with but fuck Mike, but you're saying but fuck Mike, like fuck Mike in his butt.
Live yeah. on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would not be delivering any like teachings while getting fucked in the ass, I would imagine. I would probably be like, ow, quit fucking me in the ass.
Yeah, but you could be the anal Gandhi. Just
you
get railed.
You know, that would be a good way to deliver your message. Like, you know, if like you delivered it in a porno.
Yeah.
See, because like people are very focused on pornography while they're watching it. They're like, yeah, you like that shit? Yeah, you like that shit?
Just getting railed on by dudes.
Fucker, yeah. And like in the middle of it, just, you know, like, you know, 9/11 was a lie.
<You know>? Oh, like dropping loads, dude.
No, he just says dropping loads.
Yeah, but that's philosophy.
I'm talking about, like, you know.
That's deep shit. I mean, when you think about it.
So, the main thing that I had prepared this week, I'm going to turn on a light because this is important. The whole thing with the 50 Shades of Grey, I don't think this light works. That would be a major... Oh, there we go. The major thing going on with the ladies is this 50 Shades of Grey with the... You know, they're basically fuck books. They're like fuck stories.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
And like, you know, we have... Well, you know, I was going to say that, but it's not really true because we only have one fan and it's a female. But I would say that predominantly we're skewed towards the male.
We just have males on.
Just anyone who enjoys a good rape joke.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be prime. I think that, like, you know, it's a predominantly male-themed show.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but our only fan is female, so that doesn't really
work.
But,
like, I'm not getting into this cult thing, and I'm not trying to spread my word to just dudes. You know, I want broads to love me as well.
Right.
And so, like... How we appeal to the ladies, apparently, is fuck stories. Because the broads love this shit. They're fucking crazy for it. And so, I was thinking...
It's almost like dudes and porn.
What?
It's almost like dudes and porn.
Yeah, only it's
exactly.
fuck stories. Like, they read that, it. That I guess is... they can... Like, I guess the difference would be, like, if they read it, like, they can imagine in their head what the gentleman looks like. And he probably looks way better... than, like, porno dudes.
Well,
you know, he's probably got, you know, bulging biceps and long flowing hair. He looks like Fabio, you know.
You know, that is what ladies do, right? They get the fuck books, they read them, and then masturbate to them like we do porno.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah.
They're basically lady pornos.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, you have a very, you know, sexy, sultry voice.
Thank you.
But, like, what I'm going for here is when I was, I want to say I was in high school. Oh, wait, no, she dated this. Let's see. What's the date? June 21st, 2000. So if she was my age, how old would she have been?
17?
Are you sure?
Doesn't matter.
Like,
yeah, 17.
A little bit.
It would have been 17.
Let's just say everyone involved was 18 years old.
No, okay, now I'm worried. If she was my age in 2000, she
you're
was...
You're a year older than me.
Okay.
And I was 18 in 2002, so I was 17 in 2001, therefore you were 17 in 2000.
So 17, you think?
17. Well, you could have been 18. I don't know 12. Exactly when that was written.
Just to be safe, hold on a second. I'm going to go delete a file off my computer real quick. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Well, that happened.
All right, cool. So, anyway, this girl, she wrote me, like, what would happen, like, in the AOL Instant Messenger days.
Yep.
We would like, cyber sex back and forth, and she did most, I think she was, like, an aspiring writer. She was really into this stuff.
You're not supposed to look. You're supposed to look at me.
Yeah, okay. I'm focusing
when
you, on you.
When you look at me, just think Hungry Eyes. Just that song plays in the back of your
head. Hungry Eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Before you leave, we got to do a Napier karaoke. So.
Okay.
But anyway,
can it beat a Hungry Eyes?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And Waterfalls. Don't go chasing waterfalls. But anyway,
I don't got the bass for that one.
It was all broads. Why would you need bass?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. But anyway, so we would you know, and this was back in the day, like, you know, when porn wasn't so. I mean, a 56K modem, you know, you had to dial in. You couldn't use the phone and all that. We AOL Instant Messenger. And I would look at, like, you know, her dirty pictures that she would send me. And then, like, she would AOL Instant Message me a bunch of shit and, like, I'd beat off. And this is just what happened until she became, like, my pen pal. And she started writing me all these dirty letters. And I thought that reading a 17-year-old girl's dirty letters...
Well, it could have possibly been 18.
We'll say 18-year-old girl's dirty letters.
32-year-old man. This is the internet, bro.
Yeah, you have no idea who that actually was. He could have just been taking pictures of the neighbor girl.
Or find a random picture online.
But, like, I figure, I haven't read it. I went and got it today. I have not read it. But, like, I used to beat off to this. You probably don't want to touch it with your hands, but touch it with your hands. Wash your hands after the podcast. But anyway... I thought that it would be fun if, like, you read this in your sexy lady voice.
I have a sexy lady voice?
Yeah. And these are my fuck letters from... It's dated June 21st, 2000.
Her 16th birthday.
So, do your sexy lady
voice.
Let's
see. Is this female handwriting?
Yeah, it is.
Most definitely female.
If you're asking if I wrote this,
that's jelly pen, too. Who the fuck... Other than a woman would use a jelly pin. That's a fucking
Oh, and the best part
pin.
Is the P.S. at the end. P.S., the first of many. So was you know it? How I love to come back to our bits that really work.
What was it actually the first of many?
I think I might have a few other ones. I also have a breakup letter that might be fun to read, too. Paul said he has a breakup letter to read, too, but he doesn't know if he still has it. I keep everything. I have every note ever written to me ever because I'm a fucking idiot.
It smells like undersack.
No, I never kept it on my undersack. I held it with my right hand and jacked off with my left.
Are you lefty?
Yeah,
he's a
lefty.
No wonder.
Yeah, he's a devil. Okay.
All right, you ready? I wish I had some kind of sexy, like, Kenny G music prepared to play underneath this. Like, for the podcast, I'll probably put it in.
Yeah, we'll dub in proper shit later. Actually, you should probably hold my microphone.
Oh, okay. You want me to hold it for you?
It's going to get really...
Yeah, I've never read this before, so...
Wait, hold on a second before you start. I don't have a box full of notes just for you all fuckos out there.
Yeah, I keep every note ever written to me in a briefcase under my bed. I don't know why I keep them. I have no reason to keep them, but I have them. No, I'm not yet. Give me just a second.
Do you think you'll ever get rid of your notes? Because, like, I kept all my notes for a long time. Then it was like, yeah.
Well, like, they're at my parents' house. They're not here. So, like, I don't have to look at them every day. If, like, I had to see it every day and it was, like, in my house, I'd probably get rid of them. All right, Napes, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Mike, well, I decided to start these letters that I now owe you. So here goes nothing. For mental image purposes and to better my creativity, we're going to say that you just walked into a nice hotel room that I'm staying in. ...
Was she an escort? Why does her fantasy involve a hotel room?
Chick.
You're fucking up the ambiance.
Sorry.
As the door locks into place, your eyes roam slowly from my head to my toes and back again, taking in what I'm wearing. A blue satin robe that barely goes past my mid-thigh. You can smell the soft, sweet smell of... The soft, sweet smell of soap and shampoo coming from my body. As I walk up to you...
Showered,
so, yeah, she showered.
She's not a sneaky
and double
bitch,
soap.
Is what you said.
Yeah. Obviously, she doesn't smell like dank clothes.
I preface this by saying I'm not a stinky bitch.
After a long day in the fields...
As I walk up to you, slowly I wrap my arms around your neck, tangling my fingers softly through your hair. As my lips gently press to yours, my body lightly presses to yours, as your arms slide around my back. My lips part over yours, and I wrung my tongue lightly over yours until they part. Slowly, I slide my tongue into your mouth. My tongue delicately explores your mouth, as yours does mine. I pull my tongue back into my mouth and gently begin to suck on yours. My hands are tugging at your shirt, wanting desperately... wanting desperately to pull it off. Our kisses break momentarily as your shirt is pulled over your head and dropped onto the floor. We immediately start to kiss again, harder this time. As our arousal begins to grow, my hands slide down. Other page.
Turn the page.
Yeah, what a like a fucking cliffhanger there. She's good. She's good.
Do you want to do like a serial and catch up with the story next week?
We can do that.
Or do you want to read the whole thing?
I can read the whole thing.
I mean, do you want to be a cock tease here, or do you want to, you know, let him have it?
I don't know. We got 6 minutes to kill.
What do you think? What do you think, chat room? Finish the story?
It's up to you, one fan.
Yeah.
And Mark Lang.
One fan and Mark Lang.
Mark Lang.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Is that a yeah?
She's rubbing it out.
Oh, be a cock tease!
Her hands are busy.
Her hands were busy from your sultry speaking.
You think she's diddling her business?
She had to be.
Right. I would be if I was alone listening to the podcast.
Hold on, I'm busy jerking it. All right,
keep going, Nick.
He's got to finish her off.
Yeah, finish
it's
her
only
off.
Kind.
Tell us when you're done.
Chivalry
we'll stop.
Is not dead.
You're back and around your front at your waist. I start to undo your pants and let them fall down around your ankles. My hands slide into your boxers and gently wrap around your cock.
Yes!
Which is getting quite hard.
Oh, really?
Gently, I nibble at your lower lip as my hand slowly begins to rub your hard cock. As I continue to rub, my lips softly make their way to your ear, where my tongue runs lightly over it. Your hands slide up and down my back as I rub a little harder and faster, wrapping my lips around your earlobe. I nibble and suck at it softly. You can feel the soft satin of my robe as my body is pressed tightly against you. All of a sudden, I stop nibbling at your ear and rubbing your cock.
Nice.
Great timing.
I'm reading it as she wrote it.
I drop to my knees in front of you and pull your boxers down. My hands slide up the outsides of your legs as my tongue flicks lightly across the insides.
The insides of what the fuck? Of your legs? Who's licking the inside of your legs?
Apparently she is.
One hand wraps tightly around your hand, hard throbbing cock. As the other rests on your hip, slowly, I wrap my warm mouth around the head of your cock, beginning to lightly suckle. As my hand rubs it, your hands come down and tangle lightly into my soft, light, curling hair. My tongue flicks over the very tip of your cock as I begin to suck and rub harder. I hear your breathing get uneven as my mouth sucks.
This is good.
When you're about,
it's almost over, for fuck's sake.
When you're about to come, I pull
There's
my
no
mouth
off. No way I would have ever lasted this long. Ever.
I pull my mouth off you slowly. I stand and press lips to yours, kissing you deeply.
Oh, fuck, that's nasty.
What?
She just had your dick in her mouth and she's kissing you.
Deeply, nonetheless.
Christ.
You can taste the warm saltiness of your own dick.
You can taste the warm pre-cum on my tongue as I touch it against your teeth.
wow. Is it almost over, Napier? Because yes. There's no way I would have been... I don't think I've ever gotten this far in the story.
I only read the first page.
Did you lose your place?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Wrapping my arms around your neck as we slowly make our way to the bed, your hands slide down my body to my waist.
So, like, I haven't even started fucking her yet, right?
No, you,
I
mean, you like, haven't fucked her yet.
I don't think
yet.
She gets fucked in this story.
No,
there's a whole paragraph left.
Oh, okay.
That could be the entire
all
fucking.
The fucking is in
yeah.
one
Yeah, all
paragraph?
The fucking is like, then you fucked me. The end.
The end.
It was good.
I came so hard, good. I accidentally pooted.
I blew a blood vessel.
Your hands slide down my body to my waist, where you untie my robe and pull it off. My robe drops to the floor, leaving me naked in front of you. We fall into the bed. I roll on top of you, my smooth legs placed on either side of your hips. I reach down and wrap my hand around your cock as I press it into myself. It slides inside my warm, wet pussy, moaning as I do. Your hands slide up my thighs and grip my ass as I ride your cock, slowly at first, and then harder and faster. As the passion between us grows, I arch my back far as my pussy begins to clench around your cock. I yell out as my entire body begins to shake in ecstasy. I continue to ride you until you carry out in your pleasure. P.S. The first of many. Love always, squiggly lines that I can't read. Thought our kisses break momentarily, as your shirt is pulled over your head, and you dropped onto the floor. We'd immediately start kissing again, harder this time, as our arousal begins to grow. My hands slide down the other page.
Do like a cereal
and our kisses break momentarily as your shirt is pulled over your head and you dropped onto the floor.
Napier. It's hot in here.
Yeah, it is.
She seemed far more experienced than you.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was probably out getting banged like...
She was a freak.
All the time.
She was probably a 38-year-old dude. You're probably right.
That's pretty feminine-looking handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was convinced it was a dude until I saw the letter.
Well...
No, he just got his niece to write it out for him.
Yeah,
he's like, here, honey, can you write this out? I need to send this to my pen pal.
Well, I'm pretty sure obvious. I'm
thoroughly... I have so many like pointless letters, like just like she would write me letters like in her classes and stuff, and tell me about her teachers, and like, you know, I'm just flipping through. I don't know, I'm like, what would you say I was 17? I'm
yep,
flipping through.
About
going,
17.
Where's the part that you talk about us fucking? Where's the part that you talk about us fucking? You know, like, and very rarely was there any, but yeah.
Good job saving those.
Yeah.
So where are the pics?
No, they're gone. They're well gone.
Check out the board, the We Were Full of Dicks boards later, guys.
Yeah. We're going to post underage porn.
No, she's 18.
No, she's 18. She's 18 now.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm
I don't think it works like that.
I don't think that works. No,
no, probably doesn't. No, actually, it's probably horribly illegal.
No. Yeah, no. And by the way, everything we just said, we were joking.
Yeah.
Well, other than the, you know, the auto-tune. The auto-tune wasn't joking. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was just fucking amazing.
And Mike's not going to shoot up someplace to get famous.
No.
No.
No. Because I want you to,
unless it's heroin.
I want you to love me for my mind.
That's good. That's something only a mother could love.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9 to 8 central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.